Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking time on your Sunday morning to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical physician and chief of staff of CHI Memorial, Georgia. Good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. As always, it is my pleasure to join you again on this Sunday morning and a pleasure to join all of our listeners. And my thanks go out to them for listening to us as we ramble on and on today. But we have such a good time, as we always do. As the listeners may know, and as you said, I am a primary care physician, a family practitioner by trade here in Northwest Georgia and Chattanooga. Board certified and the chief of staff of CHI Memorial, Georgia. I do a lot of other things, as we've talked about on the shows, but I today just want to say thank you to CHI Memorial for all the great work that they're doing in Northwest Georgia and Chattanooga, but you know, for me especially in Northwest Georgia, as we try to improve the healthcare delivery systems to that area. I think it's just wonderful that we're finally getting some progress there, and I know all of the residents here are thankful, as am I. And with CHI Memorial, I want to give them a shout out that if you need an x-ray or any other imaging service, CHI Memorial does offer four convenient imaging centers in Chattanooga, Hickson, Ooltewah, and Georgia. All you have to do is call 423-495-6000. That's 423-495-6000 to find the imaging center nearest you. So feel free to call that number if you have any imaging needs, and CHI will be there to help you. Ed, why don't you give us a little background on you?
Thank you, my friend. And I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World. We are started as a health food store, maybe slash vitamin business. However, we have evolving now into what we consider ourselves as more of a wellness complex. We focus very heavily on education and honesty, and we are considering ourselves as like a gatekeeper for people who are pursuing the path of more functional, integrative, holistic journeys of their life. So I had this very deep commitment and have since 1979. In fact, we will be celebrating 40 years in business in this December.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And my daughter is very intimately involved in the same belief system that I have, and she will continue to carry on the business after I wear out this rented body that I have.
When you're 150.
I'm 61 going on 100. So, and that's cool today because we actually are going to be talking about stem cells, which have to do with some type of rehabilitating the aging body. So I'm excited about that. So I am always here. And, you know, I didn't mention this before. Always interesting for me to bring conversation up on radio because we have to without you being prepared. But I had a gentleman who is a local videographer, and he's very, very skilled at what he does. And he actually does a lot of videos for people around the country. And when I see his quality of work, it is definitely exceptional. Well, he came into Nutrition World yesterday, and he said he listened to our show last week, and it was one of the shows where I had brought up the oil pulling, which has to do with an ancient art of using a type of oil like coconut oil, and you swish it in your mouth for 10 minutes. The purpose is to get rid of toxins and to actually help your health in regard to many different avenues. And he loved the way that we interacted, the way that you were, questioning a little bit, but very open-minded. And he made a comment that he's going to send that show to a national person because he thinks that this kind of concept and this show could literally go national. So what a compliment to Vital Health Radio and to us. And so...
Well, that is. I mean, you'll have to talk to me more about that later. And I think that's incredible that they found the interaction. I mean, it's just me and you talking is all it is. And we do this on the air and off the air. It's no different than off the air, frankly.
Well, and he loved the fact that you are such a wise person as far as, you know, not believing you know everything, and that you don't have the ego that, you know, many people do in many fields, not just medicine. You are learning that you have a lot to learn, and you are so open. And I do, too, because I can fall into the little bit more of the other category, which is, you know, all medicine's bad. No, I don't believe that. But sometimes I can tend to lean to, you know, everything has to be nutritional. No, it doesn't. Sometimes you save lives with some very strong medicines. And I always have to maintain that respect and regard for that if it's properly used.
You know, frankly, I have a healthy skepticism for traditional medicine as well. So I was taught by a very wise mentor of mine. I'll give a shout out to Dr. Joel Tadino if he ever listens. And he once taught me to be not the first to try any new medication. That was just one of the things he had learned. And, you know, I find that really does apply to many things, whether it be a brand new surgery, whether it be an herbal, holistic, functional medicine, traditional, non-traditional, it doesn't really matter. But have a healthy skepticism, an open mind that if it works, you're going to look into it and perhaps even do it. But if it doesn't, you will not adopt it, but you'll keep watching it. And that's one way you look at things, and I do as well. And you mentioned about having an open mind. The old saying is, you know, something like the older you get, the more you learn that you didn't know. And I find that to be true the older I get. I mean, there's so much out there to learn, and life is amazing and wonderful. And I do try to learn at least one new thing every day and have fun every day. And usually you learn a lot of things every day if you go into it with that attitude.
Yeah, when we have adopt the feeling that we already know it, it doesn't leave the door open to actually receive much else. And that's a scary place for me. And I certainly have lived some of my life feeling that I've got it figured out. And, you know, I think the older we get, the many times the wiser, hopefully. Is there any upcoming events for Memorial that you have on your list? Or if not, I will be happy to mention what Nutrition World has, because one of our keys at Nutrition World is educating the public. And I'm getting where I am flying in people from all over the country who are going to be able to sit down in front of our group. And the group is, we have a meeting room downstairs that can hold 95 people. And in fact, I gave a lecture 4 weeks ago on a keto diet, and we had 92 people who attended. But the upcoming lectures, there's three. I'm going to mention just the topics: overcoming the pain and disease cycle. That is going to be August 11th with Dr. Matt, and he is truly amazing on how he uses a very simple but deeply effective technique to rebalance the body in multiple ways that then allows healing to take place. It also reduces anxiety. It improves your mental state, your energy. My daughter has pursued it. That's one reason that I'm so convinced of its effectiveness. I've observed it. And you mentioned earlier that, you know, your skepticism of being not the first person to try medicine. Well, I'm also kind of in that camp with nutrients. I mean, yes, nutrients are generally far safer than, you know, a synthetic drug. However, they're not completely safe. And guess who's the guinea pig? Instead of me just waiting and watching, I am the one who decides I'll take the minimal risk involved first. If it's something that I think would benefit me, I will take the bottle. I will take the right dose. In fact, sometimes I'll take even more to further test whether there's a side effect. So, you know, I've been the guinea pig. I mean, I take 72 pills a day, and no one needs to take that much to be healthy. So don't think that I'm saying that you do. I think you do need to take about 12 pills, capsule supplements per day to truly give your body the level of nutrients it needs. In fact, yesterday I was speaking to a lady who has vitiligo, and she's 49 and very frustrated because there's very little that can be done for that. And she was asking me about it. And I'm always about the soil, like going back, if you're growing vegetables, you go back and you look at what's wrong with the soil if your vegetables are not producing healthy plants and healthy produce. You don't look at the seed of the vegetable normally. You go back to where it's growing. Well, the body's growing health or it's growing disease, one of the two. So I talked to her about, you know, there's basic nutrients I really feel confident everyone almost needs unless they're living on a really almost perfect diet. And she said, you know, I just can't believe that I can't eat everything I need. And I said, ma'am, I've looked at more omega-3 B12 folate levels, magnesium levels on blood work than any physician in this town, probably only because they bring them to me, and 90% are low. And these are people who are eating relatively healthy diets. Now, these are people 40 plus, not under 40. But saying all that, I want to get to the other two lectures, which is on August 21st, Optimizing Thyroid Health. I am a big conversationalist about the thyroid and why sometimes it is not diagnosed for 5 to 10 years late. And that is causing a lot of health issues for people because when you look at a black and white interpretation of the TSH numbers, sometimes I think it needs to be looked at with a bigger view than that. And then the last one is September 6th, which a gentleman named Dr. Weiss will be flying in here talking about whole body health and the hidden role of inflammation. Inflammation is at the root of every disease we don't want to get as we age. And we've talked about inflammation ongoing, and that involves the knife and fork and sometimes certainly taking supplements to negate that. So on Facebook or nutritionw.com, you can log on under events, and then you can look up all of these things.
Hey, let me throw out for CHI. If anyone has any interest in weight loss, I know, you know, we've talked about the keto diet, which I put myself on to prove you wrong, and it actually worked really well, talking about trying things on yourself. CHI does have Dr. Ponce, who gives lectures on weight loss. If you have any interest in that, contact ChattanoogaBariatrics.com or call 423-899-1000. And we also have the Breathe Easy Coach, which is a screening coach for lung cancer. And you can call 423-495-LUNG, 423-495-LUNG, and that is all through CHI.
Thank you, thank you. Well, it's time for us to take our first break. And when we come back, we will be discussing stem cells. We've got all of that plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and today we have a very interesting guest, Grant Smith, who is with True Wellness Integrative Medicine, and we will be discussing a growing interest in stem cells. And stem cells, I will let him explain, but it has potential to do some amazing benefits to the human body, especially as we are aging. Welcome, Mr. Grant Smith.
Good morning, Ed. It's a privilege to be here.
I know I've spoke to you before a couple times in person, and at first I have to say I was a little bit skeptical, not skeptical of stem cell, but I'm very cautious, at least from my professional standpoint, of kind of the title stem cell, because I don't know this to be true, but I know that it is an emerging kind of industry, and I'm kind of super cautious about those kind of things. And once I got speaking to you, and you really are very well skilled and schooled in this topic, I felt much more comfortable. So tell us what kind of you do and why would a person be interested in listening about stem cell injections?
Sure, Ed. Well, just to get started, I'd like to point everyone towards our website. It's tencell.com, T-E-N-N-C-E-L-L.com. You can go there. I do seminars. It's reasonable for anyone to be skeptical about anything in the medical field. I think anyone should be educated. So I spend a lot of my time educating patients on what stem cells are, where they come from, and what they do. So just real quick on stem cells, there's basically three sources of them. You can use adipose or fat tissue. You can use bone marrow, or what we use is it's pulled from the Wharton's jelly of the umbilical cord. So what we know and studies show is that as we age, the number of stem cells that we have are depleted and used up because they help heal our body. If we can pull the stem cells from a younger source as the umbilical cord, then that way we know the product that we're giving you has the highest potency and number of stem cells, growth factors, cytokines, and everything that we can give you to help regenerate your tissue.
So from my standpoint, why would people go and look into stem cells? Would it be back pain, knee pain, any joint pain? What kind of condition? What kind of diagnoses do people present to your office with, saying, am I a candidate for this? Can I get stem cell injections? What do they tell you?
Dr. Green, thank you for the question. Studies show that 85% of people over the age of 65 are affected by degeneration in your joints. And we see people of all ages come into the office with different levels of degeneration. Typically, there's a phase 1, 2, and 3, and a phase 3 degeneration would be bone on bone. Our prime candidates for stem cells are somewhere between the phases of 0 and 2. That's not to say that we haven't treated phase 3s and had success. But those phase 1 and 2 that still have some tissue left there in the cartilage or the meniscus are going to be our primary sources of patients who are going to see great success with stem cells.
Out of curiosity, if someone is on the verge of, say, a joint replacement with an orthopedist, have you ever seen anyone injected with stem cells that late?
What we like to do is bring someone into the office and make sure that they're a candidate for stem cells. And that's just to make sure that there's some tissue left there in the joint. So it's not to count anyone out for stem cells, but we want to ensure that if you're going to get stem cells, that you're going to see success with it. A success for you is a success for us, and we want to see everyone be happy. So have we seen people come into the office that are about ready to do a replacement and we've given them stem cells? Yes, and we've seen success with that. Have we had people come into the office that are about to get a replacement and had to turn them away because they're bone on bone? We have.
Okay, and that's a fairly common question I get. People will come to me right before they get their joint replacement saying, is this my only option? So that's one reason. If I hear that a lot, I know that's a question in the community that people ask. And I would agree that it's less likely to work that late in the disease process, but I guess there is maybe hope they can consider that option. It's an option to look at, maybe not an option that will work. But yeah, I would agree that starting early is much better as well.
Oh, yes, I totally agree. And what we do know is that once you have a replacement, you've had a replacement. There's no turning back from the replacement. If you're looking into doing something as far as regenerative medicine goes, stem cells are a great option. You can get them, and then 5-10 years down the road, it's something you can either, if you still need the replacement, you can do it. You can get more stem cells if you need them. But once you get the replacement, there's no coming back from that.
Well, let me ask you this. So a patient comes in, you feel like, and they feel that they are a candidate. What is the protocol? How many injections and how long does it take to start seeing results?
Ed, we like to stay with the patient for a total of a year. So our cost includes a year worth of care with that patient. So what you're going to do is come into the office. You're going to meet with our medical team. We're going to do a detailed medical exam, primarily of the joint or area that you say is mostly affected by degeneration or where you have the most inflammation. From there, we're going to do x-rays. We're going to see if you have any space left in your joint and make sure you're a candidate for that process. We actually store the stem cells in the office. They're cryopreserved, about 100 negative 6 degrees Celsius. We can pull them in the office. It takes about 15 or 20 minutes to thaw them out. You can do it's an outpatient procedure, so you get the joint injection there. And then I'll follow up with you. You'll get a call the next day, the next week, a month, and 6 months out. 6 months out, we're going to do a follow-up with you and see how your inflammation is going down, how you're feeling, if you're able to engage in any of the activities that you weren't before. And if you would like, you can actually come to the office for a free booster shot where we'll give you PRP or protein-rich plasma for free. That's included with the cost. And then a year out, we're going to bring you back into the office for another set of x-rays. We'd like to remeasure that joint and make sure there's been some tissue growth from the stem cells.
Are there any changes, say, in medication or lifestyle that are required after a stem cell injection?
That's what's really unique about stem cells, Dr. Green, is the only thing that we ask that you do is 3 days to a week before you start stem cells is that you discontinue any anti-inflammatories as long as your doctor agrees that that's okay. From there, a week after the injection, you'll stay off of the anti-inflammatories for at least another 7 days or as long as you can. Some people come off of them completely because the stem cells target inflammation, so you're able to just completely come off of Motrin or Advil or some over-the-counter things that people take with the inflammation.
Wow, that is so exciting. And for those people just tuning in, you are listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. And thank you for joining us. We are here today with Grant Smith talking about stem cells. And you've done a wonderful job explaining the benefit and how the protocol works. I know you mentioned that there are certain people that are not candidates. And, you know, even in my field, when people come in and they're looking for joint support nutrients, like all the glucosamines all the way down to hyaluronic acid, this, that, and whatever, I know and I have confidence in the right supplements for the right people. However, I tell almost everyone, if they're hobbling in and they're on the verge of some major knee replacement, hip replacement, we have to still have some cells left between those joints in order to have much hope of regenerating. So, and it sounds like you're saying the exact same thing. As far as people, now what joints do you do and what joints don't you do?
Primarily in the office, we see a lot of knees. We do shoulders, hips, sacroiliac joint, knees, digits. We're not doing back yet, but we'll be doing back down the road.
Okay, so how about things like elbows and stuff like that? Does that work?
Sure. If it's a joint and it's got cartilage or meniscus in it, you can inject it. You can inject stem cells into it.
You are limiting the injections more to orthopedic and chiropractic type musculoskeletal complaints. So I know stem cells are used widely throughout medicine nowadays. We were talking about that off the air, but you limit it to joints, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Now, I know that people who read a lot about health, I mean, we also have a stem cell conversation that has to do with basically anti-aging medicine. And that's not what you're, at least at this point, you're not embracing that. You are embracing the joint conversation, right?
Yes, Ed, that's correct. There's some really, really interesting studies, clinical trials, as far as anti-aging and stem cells go. One of the primary areas where that got started is called scarless surgery. You may have heard of it before. It's where they pull the baby from the womb prior to birth. If it has a defect or maybe a congenital problem, they can pull the baby out of the womb, perform surgery, put the baby back into the womb, and when the baby's delivered, there's no scar. They've directly correlated that to the number of stem cells that are present at such a young age.
Wow, that is, you know, that's so fascinating to me because, you know, I've spent my whole life believing completely that the body has almost magic in as far as the power that we can access to help it heal itself. But we have to help it along the way, especially as we age and, you know, using less toxic methods, which I'm not saying a hip replacement is a bad thing. It's helped million people have their life back. But how wondrous is this that an injection could potentially buy someone 5 or 10 or 15 extra years without subjecting themselves to surgery? So are you saying that when people like I'm 61, you know, I have a little aches and pains going on at times. It would be wise of me perhaps not to wait till it's completely worn out? I mean, like, maybe I would want you to do an evaluation and then talk about that. Would that be a wise move?
Yes, Ed, that'd be great. Anyone that would like to come into the office, we can do an evaluation on that joint, make sure, measure the space, and that there's some tissue there left, and those are prime candidates.
And just thinking from a MD standpoint, are there any medical conditions that would just automatically bar somebody from stem cells?
There are one, and that would be typically we do not want to give stem cells to anyone that's had a severe case of cancer in the last 5 years.
Okay, so any immune suppression perhaps? Would that be a contraindication or just cancer?
Cancer is the only one.
Okay.
And that you're mentioning a serious case and within 5 years. So a lot of people who had cancer could still do it if they fall into the right category, it sounds like.
That's correct, Ed. We can do blood work if necessary. If someone were to come in and they said that, we could do some blood work and ensure that they're still a candidate.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about, I'm sure, what many listeners would want to hear is the cost. Tell us about how that works.
Sure, Ed. Cost varies if you start with one joint or two joints, three joints. The cost for a single joint, a cash price is $4,200. Again, this is an elective procedure. It's not covered by insurance. So it would be something that if you want to do it, you would come into the office and we would make sure you're a candidate and that would be the cost of it.
Okay, and so that's the one-time cost. There is no additional fees or anything else for that one-year follow-up, correct?
That's correct, Ed.
That's wonderful. Why don't you go ahead and tell people again how they could contact you with the website and the address? And I know you're located on Shallowford Road here in Chattanooga, but give them all the details.
Sure. Thank you, Ed. The address is 6102 Shallowford Road, Suite 103. The business is Tencell, T-E-N-N-C-E-L-L. Website is thesamename.com, and we're located within True Wellness Integrated Medicine. You can reach us at 423-475-6438. If you get that phone number, there's a phone number on the website at tencell.com.
And we will be keeping some of your business cards at Nutrition World for those who can't write these things down and still want to contact you. How long has your company been doing this stem cell injections here in Chattanooga?
Tencell has been doing stem cell injections a little bit over a year.
Okay. And it's obviously, it sounds like, because I'm hearing more and more people who are talking to me about it. And I do say that I have had some very positive reports back from at least three of the clients that I have at Nutrition World.
Out of curiosity, what is the percent success rate?
We have not had anyone that said that they've not improved.
Okay.
Wow. Well, you get me excited about it. So, I want to last as long as I can. Well, it's time for us to take another break. And when we come back, Dr. Green and I will be discussing much more about your nutritional health. Thank you. Stay with us. And there's more to come.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we are here with Sarah Payne discussing keto. Of course, the diet that is the most popular that I have ever been involved with in my 40-year career at Nutrition World. And again, to kind of re-educate people, a keto diet is not about calories. It's about teaching the body to burn fat for fuel, which is far more efficient and healthy than trying to burn carbohydrates for fuel. Somewhere along the lines in the 1970s, when a bad mistake was made, which was that people and researchers and newspapers and supposedly the people who knew said that we need to be on a low-fat diet, it was the beginning of the end in one regard for our health. Because carbohydrates are disastrous if in excess and of the wrong kind. They are harming the cells called the mitochondria. They age us quicker. They make our brains addicted to the carbohydrate. They certainly produce a lot of health disorders from the diabetes to inflammation to even Alzheimer's is called now type 3 diabetes because the brain is inflamed, and part of the underlying fuel that's inflaming it is excess carbohydrates. Well, Sarah and I have had a lot of talks about the benefits of the keto, and she has a company that is helping busy people to make this happen. Welcome, Sarah, and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you, Ed. Well, first of all, I started my company back in 2014, and I was nowhere close to promoting the keto diet. And let me say, the keto diet, as far as a diet, is the only diet that I've ever promoted and endorsed. I have always, as a nutrition expert, have always focused on a clean eating, healthy lifestyle with moderation and balance. And I personally had a doctor put me on the keto diet a little less than a year and a half ago, and I had tremendous health benefits. I lost a substantial amount of weight over a 5 to 6 week period, but that was just, I wasn't doing the keto diet for any weight loss whatsoever. I was only doing it for health benefits, and it just really changed my life. So I'm very, now I love the keto diet. If it was, I would recommend it for everybody. Our company, we provide meals that we can help you walk along with you. If you don't know how to do the keto diet, we can teach you how to do it. We also supply meals that will supplement for you so that you don't have to take the time to make your own meals and things such as that. And we deliver, you know, free to your home. So we're just kind of a step-by-step process to help you out with that.
And yes, you do help so much, because at Nutrition World on Lee Highway, we do carry your foods that are, you know, prepared, that you prepared freshly, and they're packaged so that people can pick them up, take them home for lunch or supper. And that, it, for people like myself, is sometimes a deal breaker, because I don't really cook at home. But I want to create a scenario here. Let's say that I decided that I'm going to start fixing my own foods at home. Mm-hmm. And I want to embrace a keto lifestyle. And I'm going to ask you to go to the grocery store with me and walk with the grocery cart and help me choose the basic different foods that we need to compile and put in my house, my refrigerator, in order for me to have what I need to start cooking. And then we'll get a little bit more into how we kind of put it together. But give me a good list of what do I start with.
Well, another thing that we want to say is that what I'm about to tell you can get anywhere. You have a lot of products there at Nutrition World that I shop there every single week, and I buy a lot of products. I even shop at Walmart. I shop at the Chattanooga Market. When you walk in the door, the very first place that you want to hit is the produce aisle. You do want to, there are certain vegetables, you know, that you have to steer away from, and there's a lot of fruits. You know, fruits, you want to stick with the berries, and that has become my candy bars, or my sweet treats, is raspberries, strawberries, blueberries, blackberries. I keep those in the refrigerator all the time so that I can pop those throughout the day if I need a little bit of fruit. Your fibrous vegetables is where you really want to make the majority of your meal off of. And I know some people will say, well, you've got carbs in that, but we're looking at net carbs. So you've got that fiber, that's offsetting that, but there are some vegetables you want to kind of steer clear of, or you just want to make like a cheat, a sweet potato, your carrots, some of your squashes as well. So I get most of my bulk of my meals from the produce department. And then anything meat-wise, definitely try to go with grass-fed, all natural. And the reason for that, I know that there's a lot of discussion and debate, is that actually beneficial to pay the extra money? And absolutely, because you're going to get closer to your omegas. It's just jam-packed with all the omegas and things such as that, that the antibiotics doesn't destroy within your meat products. So you want to, I do a lot more beef then I do chicken, but it's really a preference of what your meat content is. I like to stay limited on my pork because, you know, pork does kind of show that it can include some inflammation with some people, and it just doesn't affect everybody, you know, the same way. So I probably eat most of my meals is vegetables, fish, seafood, and beef, and then very little chicken and very little pork.
Wow, that's a great way to explain it. And for those who are just tuning in, you are listening to Vital Health Radio 98.1 The Lake. And our guest today is Sarah Payne, talking about how to put together a keto lifestyle for yourself. She's certainly what I would definitely call an expert in guidelines for keto. Now, you know, you just explained kind of the shopping list that you put together, which would be what you would recommend for someone else. And as far as this thing that some people are confused on is net carbs. Can you kind of explain that? So when a person looks at a protein bar or something easy to read and they see carbs and then they see net carbs, tell us the difference.
The basic simple way to explain that is when you look at a package, it's going to tell you your total carbs. That it doesn't matter what that package is. And your total carbs is going to be exactly what it is. It's total carbs. Your net carbs is deducting or subtracting your fiber in that. So, for instance, if you broccoli is a good one. It has typically 9 grams of carbs per cup, but it has 6 grams of fiber. So you would end up with right at 4 grams of net carbs for your broccoli. So someone, if you don't understand the keto and that net carb and the fiber content there, then you're going to, if you're only taking in 30 to 40 grams of carbs a day and you don't understand that, then you're going to think that you're exceeding your carb ratio. So you want to deduct that fiber. A lot of people will also deduct certain sugar alcohols, and that's debatable. That's very scientific that we could go into, but there's just different ways that sugar substitutes and sugars affect our glycemic index, and that's just debatable. So some people do add that.
Yeah, that's great to explain that because, again, there's not exact concrete rules on this. You have to somewhat individualize about the amount of carbs. I personally, you know, in an ideal day of my life, I feel the best when I'm taking in about 40 carbs a day. Now, there's some people who can't do that many and some who can do more. Keep in mind, I have a very fast metabolism. I work out 6 days a week. I do eat 4 and 5 times a day. I truly cannot keep weight on unless I work very hard at that. And one reason is because I've intuitively have been drawn to a keto type of eating before there was the word keto as a popular word. Mm-hmm. And my daughter always comments when we have lectures and she introduces me that there was all her life, she remembers me bringing mm-hmm. butter and olive oil along when we went out to eat because I wanted the higher fat and I always ate the less glycemic diets. And I do appreciate the fact, Sarah, that you mentioned something that I really am poor at telling people about Nutrition World. We carry the basics of almost everything other mm-hmm. than your regular vegetables at the store. We have a really great grass-fed, antibiotic-free buffalo meat. We have the regular ground beef. We have salmon that we know the fisherman who goes up to Alaska and catches it, and he brings it down to us. So we have many types of low carb, like the thing you fixed a month ago, which there's not a day goes by that I don't mention, which is the cauliflower yes. pizza crust. And it blew me away about the deliciousness of that food, especially when you turn it into crackers. You made me some of the crust. Instead of putting anything on it, you actually cut it up like a cracker. And I miss crackers. You know, it's something we've all been brought up on. And so we carry mixes where you can make, you know, low carb biscuits and pancakes. And I mean, we have everything you need as far as that. And the MCT oil. MCT oil is an interesting compound. It stands for medium chain triglyceride, and it is a very super efficiently burning fuel. And I add it to my protein drink every single morning. And saying that, I know that we are about out of time, but I do really find that if I drink my breakfast, it's much easier because I'm such a busy person, and it is incredibly efficient to put together a keto drink because you don't even have to think about it. You can come in Nutrition World and I can tell you in 2 minutes how to make the breakfast for the next, you know, years. I've been doing this for 4 years as this one specific breakfast drink, and I'll pour MCT in that drink. And I just think it fuels me better. It fuels my brain. Absolutely. And I feel tremendous when I do it that way. And I know I'm interjecting a lot here, but if I start the day wrong, I can't ever fix it the rest of the day. Right. When you start the day correct and almost perfect, you actually have some room for error, and that can't happen if it's backwards. So before you run out of time, tell listeners how they could contact you and learn more about what you're offering, Sarah.
The best way to contact me is our website at lifestylecuisinemeals.com. Again, that is lifestylecuisinemeals.com. And that's the best way. I do have, I believe I have my phone number on there. I love talking to people one-on-one and just, you know, really getting them on a plan, because our business is to help, you know, teach and educate people to get them on their what they need. We don't just do keto, but keto is what I push and promote. I endorse that highly. I've just completely dove in headfirst this past year and educated myself when, you know, everything that I can. Do we have real quick time to touch on the fats? Okay. So we've got about 30 seconds with the thing that I want to point out with the keto. I get asked all the time, well, how is this different than Atkins or Whole30 and Paleo and stuff like that? And it is the fats. When you are looking at the keto, you want to make sure that you're getting the healthy fats. So your grass-fed butters, your coconut oil, your avocados, yes, you can throw in some bacon in there, but you do want to stay away from your cheeses and your generic butters. Definitely no margarine or thing like that. So with keto, don't get the mindset that just because it's high fat, you can have any kind of fat that you want. That's very important.
Gosh, thank you for that. That was very important, Sarah. And, you know, we've already ran out of time. We got to take another break. And when we get back, we're going to have more exciting things to talk about. So for Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And in this segment, we always begin with Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed. And as always, the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale Baptist Church, please visit their website at silverdalebc.com. That's silverdalebc.com. They also have a free app that you can look at if you'd like. Today's spiritual moment revolves around the calling of Matthew, not the actual event so much as who he was, and also how people saw him. The verse is from Matthew 9, verses 9 through 13. As Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at a tax collector's booth. "Follow me," he told him, and Matthew got up and followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners. These verses show Matthew's personal testimony, his time when Jesus called him. Other people did not consider him worthy, given his occupation and the way they saw him as a tax collector. They saw him as a bad person, someone with whom they should not associate. Well, Jesus saw someone and something else. He saw a man worthy of his attention, a man with a heart to follow him. Jesus saw a man with integrity and potential. Now, Matthew did have some big problems in his life, but Jesus saw right past those and into the heart of the man. Well, we all are a lot like Matthew, having big problems in our lives as well. We can hide those problems and look presentable outwardly, but God sees us, our motivations, our hidden issues, all of our problems. And he is the ultimate doctor who wants to heal us, both spiritually and physically. God sees the incredible value in each of us, and Jesus gave his own life that we, like Matthew, could be given real life, his life. Each of us is of immeasurable value to God, and we need to see each other and ourselves in light of that truth. And that is your spiritual moment for today. Ed, back to you.
Thank you so much, my friend. And I do love the fact that I have to remind myself, because of the kind of chaotic life that we all lead, to look into the potential that people truly have, and that there's often not at the surface. And, you know, there's an old saying about look for the secret beauty in others. And despite sometimes difficult personalities and journeys that are make us want to run away, everyone has a piece in them that has a secret beauty. And so thank you for that wisdom.
Thank you, Ed.
In the news, you were telling me about a drug recall that was going on or controversy. Explain that.
Yeah, as I understand, I mean, this has been a couple of weeks old now. But there were at least three manufacturers who had recalled drugs for valsartan, which is a blood pressure medication. And valsartan is in a class called an ARB, or angiotensin receptor blocker. And there are a lot of people that are on that drug. It comes both as a drug in and of itself and also as a combination drug, usually with hydrochlorothiazide. The controversy is that potentially it was contaminated to the point that it had a carcinogen. The problem has been, you know, one, we didn't all know about it, so we were blindsided by that when it hit the news. But over the last couple of weeks, we've looked for ways to rectify that. And I know there are probably a lot of listeners who have either already gone through that or are trying to figure out a fix, or even worse, they're taking their valsartan and haven't checked any news or papers or anything and didn't know. So if anyone is listening to this and did not know about it, they should contact their pharmacist and or their provider and find out if the manufacturer of their valsartan is on the recalled list. And they could probably visit the FDA website. I actually have not looked to check, but I would imagine it's on their website as well. What most people are doing right now is changing from valsartan to another drug. Initially, we tried going to the branded drug, which is Diovan. I think that's a Novartis company, if I remember correctly, but I'm not 100% sure. So the problem with that is it's quite expensive. It can be up to, you know, $300 a month, I'm told by my patients. People can always look at GoodRx, which is an excellent app to look for good prices in town. If they're getting their valsartan from a non-recalled manufacturer, then they should be safe. And otherwise, we're switching to other similar drugs such as irbesartan. And you can go to really any ARB, but irbesartan is dosed similarly. So that's one that's being used frequently. The trade name for irbesartan, I believe, is Avapro. But this has been a great difficulty for our patients locally, and I'm sure nationwide as well.
Well, thank you for that. And I know people always have to be, or should be, aware of everything that is going into their bodies, and especially drugs. Drugs certainly have a higher, a higher level of potential harm if it's the wrong drug or it's been produced incorrectly and things like that. I mean, that, but I think it actually filters down to the level of nutrients, herbs, foods. And I get very frustrated in Chattanooga because of the lack of respect and awareness that restaurants, and I have to point more toward locally owned than I do corporate, because corporate's just going to be corporate. Mm-hmm. But the fact that locally owned restaurants, I will go in and I will say, oh, wonderful, you have salmon. And is it farm raised or is it wild caught? And they come back and they say almost proudly, these are farmed raised salmon. So they're protected and they're this and they're that. That's all not true. Farm-raised salmon, as a general rule, is full of toxins. It's one of the most toxic-filled fishes there is because of the food they feed them. They're putting basically big bags of very poor quality food to keep these salmon big and to sell, you know, of course, to make more money. And they're not going to use the true foods that the salmon needs to produce the nutrient, which is omega-3. Farm-raised salmon is so low in omega-3 that it's not even close to its cousin, which is wild-caught. Now, I love to endorse restaurants that know what they're doing. And I really feel like that I'm not being overly harsh, because if I'm going to run Nutrition World, I need to know my game. You're going to work with your patients and do all the things you do, Dr. Green. You're not going to take it for granted and leave medical school and never learn anything. You probably learned more since you graduated than you did in the school.
Absolutely.
And I just am so frustrated with so many places in Chattanooga. We don't get it here. And I'm getting ready to start a campaign that is going to hopefully help restaurants to at least understand that they shouldn't be using things like large amounts of MSG. I went to a, and I'm almost tempted to say the name, but I'm not. I went to a very high-class restaurant last week that specializes in steaks, which I didn't get, which is fine to get.
Yeah,
if you
I wonder
had,
which one that is.
And it's fine to get steaks if they're, you know, I think grass-fed and they're done the right way. Well, I'm sitting there and I'm getting ready to order, and I asked the waitress, you don't use MSG in any of your foods, do you? And she said, well, I don't really know, but I'll go ask. So she goes back, and while she's gone, I Google it and ask if blankety-blank restaurant uses MSG, and it comes back. They use it on all of their meats. And I'm thinking, what? Where are you living? Back in the 90s? And so she comes back and she says, we can't tell you because our spices aren't labeled in the kitchen. And I'm thinking, what? Where did this come from? So, you know, it'll be a restaurant that I will not frequent. Or if I do, I won't eat the meats that I know are using MSG, because I never feel well when I eat there. I never sleep as well. In fact, I'll make this very quickly. I went to a restaurant, and it's not this restaurant's fault. They used MSG on their Caesar salad. And I have a watch that measures my pulse rate. My pulse is 54 all the time at rest. 54. Well, twice I ate at this restaurant, and within an hour, I was feeling funny. And so two times I checked my pulse, it went to 92 beats a minute. And I did it one more time to make sure that it was the food. And it was. Carrabba's uses MSG on one of their salads.
You know, and people think that if you prepare food that is, like you were talking about, farm-raised versus wild, but if you were to choose your meats carefully, choose your ingredients carefully, make it healthier, that it's going to be tasteless and bland. And one, that's not true. So, you know, it is possible to do all of that. I was thinking while you were talking, if we really had us, you and I are careful with our dietary choices, with our lifestyles, with our exercise, but you can really eliminate so many medical problems if more of us did that. If we just took more care in our daily lifestyle, exercise, dietary choices, we wouldn't need, we were talking about Valsartan, we may not need a lot of those medications anymore. I mean, it would be just gone. Now, granted, that wouldn't make the pharmaceutical companies very happy, but then the people who must have it and didn't have a choice would be the ones getting that, because there are those people out there, but it would really lessen that number.
Thank you for that wisdom, because so many of the public thinks they are doomed as far as aging to need pharmaceuticals. I know I did an article many years ago that showed, it was front page of the Free Press, it showed a lady on all these medications, and it said the average Tennesseans on 17 prescription meds a year. I'm not sure if that's gone up or down since that time, but it's a scary place. We are hopefully, with Vital Health Radio, trying to educate and enlighten those who are interested in this topic, and there's growing amounts of people. Well, you know what? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake, which is a production from the Whitfield Media Group. Thank you for listening, and we will be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m., for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Chris Green from CHI Memorial, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and have a healthy and safe day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.